You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Stores get busy during our holiday season as we buy decorations, food, and gifts. But it's also a busy time for insurance agencies. A new study shows from mid-November through mid-January, nearly 70,000 claims are made for homeowner loss or damage to Allstate nationwide. Kathy Mabe is president of Allstate Protection. She joins us now to talk about some of the claims they see.
Well, across the country, we see about a 15% increase in fire, and we see about a 7% increase in theft.
When you talk about theft, are you talking from inside the house or from out of the car? What are we dealing with here?
It's both. What we see are theft of packages, break into cars and shopping malls as people leave packages inside their car and don't put packages in the trunk, which is a much better solution. A lot of people do online shopping and have packages delivered to the house. And so it's often an invitation to thieves to take the packages directly from the porch. And so we recommend having a neighbor pick up the packages if you're away from home.
And the study shows that home break-ins are more common this time of year, too.
Particularly when people put the packages in plain sight around the tree, often near a window, it's an invitation to thieves. So if you're going to be away from home, we recommend drawing the drapes and drawing less attention to those holiday purchases.
Now, I'm imagining that a lot of the decorating that people like my mother like to do with fresh greens could play a part in the increase in fires.
It does. I think there's some simple things there, too, is making sure the greens are as fresh as possible. I personally like to spritz them with water. I think that keeps them fresh. Making sure if you have a Christmas tree that it is watered. Those are some simple things to make sure that the greens don't get too dry.
Now, these incidents can really cause a lot of damage.
The largest losses tend to result from Christmas tree fires, and those can be quite expensive, typically on average over $100,000 for a Christmas tree fire.
Does it matter if it's a real tree or an artificial one?
It really doesn't. In terms of the type of fire, we've had large losses with both. I think the big thing is making sure that if you have an artificial tree, that it's UL listed and never leaving the lights on overnight while you're sleeping.
Certainly turkey is more common for Thanksgiving, but people do serve it for Christmas as well. You say there are some challenges for people who are trying to fry a turkey?
So some simple things people can do with regard to frying a turkey. Never fry a turkey in your home. Making sure the turkey fryer is at least 10 feet away from your house. Making sure the oil level is not too high. And last but not least, never add a frozen turkey to a hot pot of oil. Mostly what we're worried about is people's safety because they actually function like almost like a missile when they go up.
And drains can get backed up. If it's anything like my house, it usually has to do with an overloaded garbage disposal.
You're so right. You know, cooking with all that oil, even just like we talked about, and putting that down the drain it can be a source of sewer backup during this time of year. So just using, you know, common sense as you're cooking and disposing of oil is a wise thing to do.
We've been speaking with Kathy Mabe of Allstate about some of the hazards they've seen in claims filed during the holidays. This is also a good time, if you didn't do it when you turned back your clock, to check your smoke detectors and batteries. We'll have a link to safety suggestions for the holidays on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.